This is Wilt, and you're listening to 101.5 FM.
You're listening to a special podcast produced by UMFM 101.5 in partnership with our friends at the Big Fun Festival. Over 7 episodes, Sled Island Selects, The Road to Sled, will promote just a few of the great Winnipeg acts making the trip west to Calgary for Sled Island 2017. Each June, this 5-day music and arts festival brings together a community of over 250 bands, comedians, filmmakers, and artists, as well as over 30,000 attendees in more than 35 venues. Sit back and join David Dobbs, host of Hell Yeah Winnipeg, as he speaks to Wilt in episode number 3. The band also performs 3 songs live from the floor right here at UMFM. You can catch Wilt as they perform at the Dickens on Friday, June 23rd at midnight after Sigil and Auctioneer and right before Wolves in the Throne Room. Be sure to pack your earplugs, kids. It's gonna get heavy. For the full festival lineup, to purchase tickets, or for more information on Sled Island 2017, please visit www.sledisland.com.
I'm sitting down with Wilt. They're from Winnipeg. They're playing this year's 2017 Sled Island. Congratulations on getting in, Wilt. I got a series of questions here for you. I'm asking all the bands. Feel free to do in-depth or one-word answers as you please. One, how did you feel about getting in to the festival?
Very good.
All right. Two, why Sled? Why would you apply to Sled Island?
Because Wolves in the Throne Room were playing. That's literally why I applied. Yeah!
Because I like Cheetos.
It's a good way to see free bands. I don't know.
That's true.
It's a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
It's very eclectic.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things going on, and it's an easier way to reach like a new kind of demographic.
Yeah. How are you guys getting to the festival?
Hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
We're working on that.
I don't know, but I bet my jaw's going to hurt by the end of it.
We used to have a pretty sweet like tour van, and we took that we use it quite a bit, but we don't have that anymore. So.
Jordan's dad took it from us.
Yeah.
Oh. He took it from us.
He ruined everything.
It was a great deal.
I loved that band.
It was great.
Yeah. Is that the old Eagle Survives van?
No.
Charlie's old van.
Oh my God, I heard so many stories.
Yep.
That
I slept in that van on tour.
That's
why it makes
no sense. You can't stop doing it. I'm trying to sleep in here.
Right, the whole tour. Me and Craig would have to slink away and do it somewhere else. Yeah. You can edit that part out, right?
Just we have to slink.
There's your intro right there. We have to slink away and do it somewhere else.
This is Hell Yeah Radio.
I know we kind of touched on this already, but what artists are you guys excited to see as like peers and just like fans?
I am excited to see Low,
yeah.
Probably won't be able to catch up because we're leaving probably Thursday.
Okay.
I think. King Woman would be cool, but again, we might not be able to catch up.
That Bernie P is awesome.
And
Wilson was
excited to see Will. I hear they're pretty good.
They're not bad.
Yeah,
they're all right.
Is the drummer going to have duct tape over his mouth?
Holy.
Just poke air holes.
Yeah. Otherwise, then our set's just stand-up comedy, like really bad stand-up comedy for like 25 minutes.
I caught you guys open up for Death Heaven a couple of years. What was that like?
That was last year.
That was
pretty surreal.
That was last year.
It was pretty crazy.
Okay, we're off.
We're losing it. Yeah. We're losing.
Get your facts straight, Dave.
You interviewed us.
Yeah.
That was last year.
See, the thing is you live life better than we do, so it seems like 2 years to you.
Oh,
it seems like 3 weeks to the rest of us.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing. You're just a better human being.
Anyways. Anyways, yeah, it was really, really awesome. Real surreal. A big influence for us.
It was pretty surreal getting on that stage.
I kind of shit my pants
a little
bit. How
full it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big show.
Yeah, there was lots of people in that room. Legion number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was sold out.
Yeah, that was a really good lineup of bands. Like, I thought, like, the proceeding of the night was really good. Like,
yeah,
like, I don't know where they were.
That year was really solid. Like,
yeah.
It was everything that I wanted. Like
Sub Rosa.
Sub Rosa was amazing.
Yeah.
So good. That was so amazing.
That was really good.
I had never been to Sled Island before last year, and I was really impressed at, like, how smooth everything was.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just, like... Yeah. All the shows ran like clockwork.
Yeah, yeah, it was very well run.
Like, we at least got like a proper sound check. That was kind of like a first.
Yeah. You did a great set of glasses.
It was really, really awesome. They treat the artists so well. We got to go to the artist lounge, which was really cool.
Last question. Where and when are you playing at Sled?
June 23rd
on Friday.
It's the Friday.
I didn't realize that's where you're playing.
Our second home, pretty much.
I've never played there.
I'm the
only one who hasn't.
What's that?
Go on at 11.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
perfect.
Direct
support.
Wrong time. Which I'm really excited
about. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Not asking. Do you guys have anything you'd like to add to this interview that you feel like would
add to this interview?
We're heading into studio in June to start recording album 3.
That's at John Paul's.
Private ear, we're tracking drums, and then the rest is at my studio.
And that's about it. We'll be right back.
This has been Sled Island Selects, The Road to Sled, episode number 3 with Wilt. To hear more of these podcasts, visit umfm.com or soundcloud.com/umfm1015. Also, if you're in Calgary for the festival, be sure to check out the Big Fun Showcase on June 22nd at Broken City, featuring Diana, Living Hour, Porcelain Raft, and Island Eyes. Thanks for listening.